Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 8, and the week's topic is the role of leadership. Today, our focus is stewardship starts with you and works with truth number 13 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is Stewardship Starts With You. This comes from Truth 13 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is Brand Stewardship Starts With You. We all know that raising a child with strong values starts at home with the parents. Sure, the siblings, the aunts and uncles may help, but it's the leaders in the household who truly set the example. The same is true with brands. Building a strong brand starts with leadership. If leaders are not committed, why should the rest of the organization be committed? And that's the topic we will address today, leadership in brand building. Before we do, let's turn to the Bible verse. The Bible verse that we use in the book is from Luke 16:10, and it reads like this: He who is faithful in very little is faithful also in much, and he who is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. This is another verse that I truly love, another one that is so deeply poignant, I think. It simply makes sense to me. If someone can be faithful in the very small, the very little things, they will be faithful in much. Likewise, the opposite is true as well. As leaders, others are watching us all the time. Are we faithful in the little things? From a brand perspective, the little things might be ensuring consistency of color, ensuring consistency of fonts, the littlest details that are symbolic of the brand. They're little but so important, and they must be honored. But there's a far more critical part of the brand that the leaders must steward, and that is how they live the brand and how committed they are to the brand. If a leader says that the brand is important, but they are the first ones doing something different with the brand, the message they are sending is that they are not as committed as they say they are. A simple example, but one that occurs all the time, are email signatures. The marketing or communication people will decide how the signature should look for the organization for consistency's sake. Then you may have the pastor or a priest or a ministry leader decide that they're going to use different colors. They're going to include slightly different information because they want to make the signature, quote unquote, their own. Every time that leader sends an email, the organization will be reminded that that leader was not very committed to the brand direction. It's a little example, but it speaks to the much bigger issue of living the brand. When we speak of living the brand, we are talking of acting and behaving in a manner consistent with the message of the brand. In order to live the brand, the leader must clearly understand it and be willing to stand up for and defend the brand. They must act in a way consistent with the promise, the message of the brand. A ministry client of mine was working on their brand promise. They had done all the heavy lifting and they were in the process of rolling the brand out to their organization. The brand promise was focused around sharing the joy of the Lord. As the work progressed, the person who was leading the effort wanted something new, designed something else, and sent an email to some of the staff to get it accomplished. The email, it was short, it was curt, it was demanding, "I need this done now" type of email. The staff threw up their hands. First of all, they didn't understand what was really needed. More importantly, they had no interest in doing more work on the quote-unquote brand if that's how the leader was acting. When they shared it with me, they were rolling their eyes and saying, "Really? That's how you live the joy of the Lord? That's what it looks like?" One little email from a ministry leader to a few people caused the organization to question everything. The ministry leader, in the way they acted, was saying that they did not believe in the brand promise themselves. They had not taken it to heart. That is why stewardship of the brand by leaders is so very, very critical. The essence of the brand, when lived vibrantly by leadership, creates a culture that reinforces the brand with every turn. This particular leader was not faithful in the small things, in sending an appropriate email even. So why could they be trusted in the great things? As leaders, you have many roles, and a critical one is to be the steward of the brand. Remember, everyone is watching you. So take the Bible verse to heart and be faithful in the very small things, so those around you know you will be faithful in much. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, what does it mean for you to be a good steward of your brand? What are the things you need to pay attention to and live out daily? That's it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you at our next Marketing God podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.